from Palm to Passion, a few selected verses from the Gospel of Luke, the 22nd and the 23rd chapter. Listen to the words of Holy Week. Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came. They seized him and led him away, bringing Jesus into the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance. Now the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, saying, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" Then the assembly rose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him. Pilate wanted to release Jesus, but the crowd kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. Then Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. The Gospel of the Lord. Palm branches. We come with palm branches. Palm branches were very symbolic in the culture of the ancient Middle East. Palm branches were a symbol of life, a symbol of life that greeted Jesus upon his arrival in Jerusalem, a symbol of hope, a symbol of hope that captured the excitement and the anticipation of this crowd that waited for him, a people who had waited so long for the Messiah. We wait too. We have journeyed through Lent. We have approached now the holy city. We have followed Jesus from Bethlehem at Christmas a few months ago to the Passover in Jerusalem. We brought gifts to his crib side, and now we wave palm branches at a victory parade. A victory parade that would become a funeral procession. We have waited. We have heard many words. I would invite you now to close your eyes and hear the sounds. Hear the sounds of Holy Week. Hear the sounds of Palm Sunday, the whisking of branches as they are waved in the air, the whisking of branches as they are thrown to the roadway. Hear the exultation and the cheers of the people. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Hear too the clip-clop of hooves, the slow, methodical pace of the donkey, the lowly donkey that brings this humble man into the midst of the lofty, royal, powerful expectations of this crowd. The cheers fade away. The Messiah remains quiet. The parade is over. The branches are gone now. The hope of the crowd is soon replaced with anger. Hear the murmur. Their anticipation has been replaced by a mob-like participation in something very evil. Hear the mother as she tells her child, "Spit on him. He is another imposter." Hear the sounds of Holy Week. "Crucify him, crucify him. I find no fault in this man, no crime worthy of death. Crucify him, crucify him." The palm branches are gone now. The symbol of life has been replaced with the symbol of death, the final judgment of the empire. Hammers and nails, the rugged wood of the tree? Do you hear the sounds? The pounding of the nails. The sound of metal spikes as they cut through human flesh and enter the wood. The agonizing groans of anguish from this man who taught about love and compassion. The sounds. The sounds of dice as they gamble for his garments. The sounds of footsteps leaving the cross. The sound of the faithful as they hurry away, leaving him alone. The sound of the betrayer's coins as they fall to the floor of the temple. The sound of the cock as it crows for a second time. The sounds of weeping as a grieving mother is about to lose her firstborn son. It is still now. Ominously still. All we can hear is the labored breathing of the one who suffers. The labored breathing of the one who suffers on the cross. Father, forgive them. And it is over. All is quiet now. The betrayer is hanging in silence from the branch of a tree. Peter is alone in the darkness as tears stream down his face. The mutilated body lies motionless and quiet in the tomb. Hear the sounds of Holy Week. All is quiet now. We too are quiet. For he is there on our behalf. Our sins put him there. We drove the nails. We spit on him. We drew lots for his clothing. We ran from the cross. We denied him then. And we deny him now. All is quiet. It is deathly quiet. And then the silence is broken. In the distance, we hear a sound. It is the laughter of the evil one. Jesus is dead. His teachings ignored. His followers dispersed. Jesus is dead. The muffled laughter is all we hear now. The victory belongs to the evil one. For now, anyway. The victory is his. Hear the sounds of Holy Week.